Radio.com.
Yeah. I'm just out here breaking down some of this cereal milk I just picked up. Some of that insane OG. Big Burn, what up?
I ain't never tell on my clique. Never did no goofy wild shit. Ride with brothers, I'ma die with. On guard. Got no time, my shit is timeless. Take your bitch and take your side chick. You ain't never taking my bitch. On guard. I ain't never tell on my clique. Never did no goofy wild shit. Ride with brothers, I'ma die with. On guard. Got no time, my shit is timeless. Take your bitch and take your side chick. You ain't never taking my bitch. On guard. Yeah. Beside your bracelet with the matching ring, same one that Pac wore. You do not want war with us, you wasn't built for this. We gon' die filthy rich. Don't you test my testosterone, cause y'all estrogen. No stocks and bonds, I'm investing in my future self, where y'all lose yourself. With no Eminem and it's God's plan. My parents planned it out, they got together with Christ, shining his light. My daddy had to bust it up, but he didn't pull out that knife. Oh, he was right, you won't see no perspiration, cause I don't sweat it when they hate. You can sense the elevation, I'm a legend in the making. We out here making these chess moves. Rappers scared as fuck, MCs is threatening. We the future, homie, we the present. Never did no sucking shit to be accepted. Never did no shit to get some clout. Pull up on you for that beef like In-N-Out. Bitches with they ass and titties out. It's what I've been about.
Check this out.
I ain't never tell on my clique. Never did no goofy wild shit. Ride with brothers, I'ma die with. On guard. Got no time, my shit is timeless. Take your bitch and take your side chick. You ain't never taking my bitch. On guard.
I can never snitch, I feed rats poison. Got the trap going, so I'm back noited. The same coochie sweater that Biggie rock. I came a long way from 20 rock. More commas, more drama. They in my pocket with my baby mama. On God, I kill piranhas. Big dog shit, I'm at Benihana's. Brought the gang with me, yeah, they stay with me. Fresh cut weed, got my ring sticking. Cats tap out, they can hang with me. Move a 20 pack, I just made 50. Big game, goofy, my side bitch. Look like a queen, I'ma die rich. Free classic weed, shit's timeless. When it comes to treat, who the nicest? I can never tell, give me federal jail. I've been through hell, yeah, the shit is real. No record deal, I got bags to sell. My enemy's sick, I wish him well. On God, watch the real prevail. The good die young, I turned 36. Never made the Forbes under 30 list. I was 22 with 30 bricks. Young Burn.
I ain't never tell on my clique. Never did no goofy wild shit. Ride with brothers, I'ma die with. On guard. Got no time, my shit is timeless. Take your bitch, take your side. You ain't never taking my bitch. On guard. I ain't never tell on my clique. Never did no goofy wild shit. Ride with brothers, I'ma die with. On guard. Got no time, my shit is timeless. Take your bitch and take your side chick. You ain't never taking my bitch.
Never.
On guard.
Never.
Gone. It's roots to the game. Mines are just cubing the chain. I hopped out the coupe with the flame. Watch how you speak about the set. You ain't got shit to do with the game. My shooter insane. Stuck in the trap. I was eating lo mein. Don't try to give that. We ain't moving the same
at all.
I bought a Maybach and blew out the brain. You said it was static, but I sent the address and you never came. We was smoking all white, smoking all green. The pistol might be dirty, but the car clean. She fell in love when she seen them car keys. I don't need them on me. Pull up me and all me. Due to the fact I was broke, but I'ma go get it and never look back. I done got rich off this shit when they said that I never could rap. I just took a medical nap. Sleep? Fuck it, we all should be eating. Niggas done told on they brothers, don't know how they breathe. If I see a white bitch, she speaking. And your little side bitch be creeping. That bitch is freaky. She pop a perk and she geeking. She asked for a Birkin, she tweaking. I've been in her mouth for the entire weekend. Thought she was a boxer, she bobbing and weaving.
I ain't never tell on my clique. Never did
all in radio.com.
All in radio.com.
All in radio.com.
You say you gotta struggle, gotta find a way. Run to the money, steady get paid. Set your humble ass down. Set your humble ass down. Always trying to slide, you can't get a break. Big mad, you can't get your way. Set your humble ass down. Set your humble ass down. Chasing $1 million dreams, you can't even see my seams. Archery, sorcery.
Poetry.
Hey, what's good? How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Humble Ass Podcast. Why you always laughing when I do that, man?
Because I swear it sounds like you do it the same way.
What's up? What's up? I know. I'm trying to peep the pattern. What's up? What's up? Yo, yo, yo. How y'all doing?
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to yourself. You wasn't here last week.
Yeah.
No, we weren't here last week.
Yeah, last week. We had a little rest time. Well, I did. You was working.
She slept the whole week. She just woke up.
Oh, hell no,
bro.
I barely went to sleep.
Just woke up.
I slept for like an hour today.
Well.
I've been working, man.
She's well rested.
Hell no, she's not. Hell no, she's not.
She slept 500 hours.
She needed a lot more sleep.
Nah. But yo, what's up? What's up? Yo, yo, yo. How y'all doing, everybody? Yes. Welcome back. It's your boy, Freddie Benz. You know, welcome to the Humble Ass Podcast. Over here to my right, you know, who we got?
We got Snowy G.
Snowy G
in the building.
How you been, Snowy?
I've been good. I've been good, chilling, working.
Everybody out there, quick, do a mental check, you know what I'm saying? Check on yourself, see how you doing.
How you doing?
Ask yourself how you doing, really, you know what I'm saying? You really know? No, how you doing?
I'm good.
But I'm okay, yeah. I would say I'm good, but I really mean it. You know how people be like, oh, I'm good, but they don't really mean it, mm-hmm. You know? But I think just being good is just, you know, being grateful for what you have.
Definitely, man.
You know, I think that's what that means when I say I'm good. I'm just grateful for what I have, you know. Every day is a struggle.
Definitely.
You know.
Especially in 2020.
2020 vision. I think I'm positive that means, you know, like the truth is being revealed. You know, so when they said 2020 vision, they really meant that shit. Oh, that, but everybody thought, man, I was positive. Everybody thought that, oh man, I'm finna 2020 vision, I'm finna see my bank account rise.
No, you finna see reality.
I'm finna see, they like, oh, I'm finna see vacations. Nah, you finna see the truth. You finna see the real. Not probably how you wanna see it, but you're gonna see some shit.
Definitely, man. Yeah. I feel that.
But last week, we wanted to come in here. And tell y'all about, you know, the community work we've been doing, you know, which I thought was pretty dope. I was pretty excited about, you know, getting up in here and telling the people, you know, how we got out there. Was about 2 weeks ago. And
On Brookfield?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we did that thing.
Yeah. We really got out there on 9-8 and cleaned up that little section over there. And cook for the people.
Man, you know? Freddie was over there putting in work.
I was handing out masks for the people. You know that people was driving up, and I was handing out PPE for them. It was dope. It was a dope feeling, you know. And people, it was really appreciating it. They was grateful. They was like, man,
giving people burgers, food, and it was really dope.
Yeah, that was dope. I love doing stuff like that, though.
People were very, very appreciative of what we were doing, you know, and it's increasing a lot, honestly, and that's one of the reasons why I've been up these last couple of days and this week, just organizing a lot of different things within the community with different organizations. Right now, we're collaborating with UCSF to bring some testing to East Oakland,
mm-hmm.
and targeting communities in East Oakland. I also recently got on this group who is working directly to help the undocumented immigrant community.
Yeah.
Which is, like, for me, that's major.
That's major.
That's
major for the people, man.
Yeah. That's definitely major. It's, like, a demographic of people that, you know, hadn't been reached. And there's so many things, like, that come when dealing with the Latino community. You know, it's, like, it's not just one race of people, and it's not just one culture. We have different cultures within embedded within each other. And even, you know, when it comes to one culture, there is a big difference between a Latino who's been here first generation and who's just coming from over the border than a Latino that's, you know, been here, born here, and raised here. So it's like we were uncovering different types of layers of the demographics of the community,
right.
And it's hard to reach for one person or, like, you know, just a single group to reach the community like that. For example, like, one thing that we brought up was the fact that a lot of Latinos feel a fear to even get tested, because not even just because of documents or, like, ICE or anything like mm-hmm. that, but simply the fact that, hey, we need to work.
Right.
You know, it's like, what if I test positive? I still need to work. Uh-huh. I need to take care of my family because I don't get no unemployment. I'm not, you know, like, we don't get stimulus check or whatever because of a situation. So it's like, it comes down to it's like, will resources be provided mm-hmm. for those that you know can't get those certain resources that citizens do? And it's just like I said, different layers that we were uncovering of how to help a specific community that has a lot of different communities embedded in itself.
Yeah, I think that's like we were saying earlier about how 2020 vision is like. It's like people are being more aware, you know, that they actually need to do something, that we actually need to get out here and help one another, you know, in all communities, especially, you know, the Black community and the Latino community. And speaking of Latino community, it's this new movie that just came out called Tax Collector. You seen Tax Collector?
No, I've heard of it.
Hey, it would be dope though. I seen it last night with my son, and it has Shia LaBeouf in it.
Mm. You know, isn't that the one and that he's playing the Mexican?
Yeah,
or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yeah. So
I heard about it, and just like that, I heard that Shia LaBeouf is playing the Mexican. Makes me not want to watch it. Like, y'all really couldn't find it.
No. That's what I'm saying, because it's getting a lot of backlash. Because they're saying, you know, they're calling it, because they're saying Shia LaBeouf, he's doing brown face. They're saying he's brown facing.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, honestly, like when I heard that, it made me not want to watch it.
But I've been seeing, like, a lot of, you know, Latinos, people, like, support him. You know what I'm saying? They're like, even Stevens, you know, they're like, they're like, we fuck with that fool.
Yeah.
But I seen the movie. The movie's dope, though. Yeah. The movie's pretty dope, you know. I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put all the shit out there, though, because I know people out there ain't seen it.
Have you seen Sorry to Bother You?
Yeah, I seen Sorry to Bother You.
Oh, my goodness. That thing is like, it's a trip. It's a trip.
Yeah, that shit got kind of...
It's too close to home, like, especially because it was filmed in Oakland.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that's
when they switched their voices.
Yeah.
But shit, that it got weird at the end, though.
It got super weird.
It got hella weird.
It got hella weird. But and then, it's like, too real, though. It's like...
But then, that's what I'm saying, it got weird to a point where, like, it got you thinking, like, what if, like, they're out there, you know, doing these experiments and shit, like, doing weird ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, turning people into horses. Now you a horse.
A white horse. You
know what I'm saying?
But it backfired.
What up?
That's crazy.
Know how they got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Well, if you got, like, the adult mutant...
Oh, my goodness.
Gangsta horses.
Damn.
In the town, bruh. In the town.
He said he from DP so good.
Deep, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, I got arms, bruh. I'm a horse. You feel
that
me?
That shit crazy.
I got arms, but I'm a horse. You know what I'm saying? We got arms, you know what that means? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Got the power. Horse power. You get it? You get my joke? Ha ha, nobody's gonna laugh.
I get it.
Yeah, all right, whatever. I thought I was onto something with that one. I thought I was leading y'all.
I like the wordplay, man. You're a writer.
I thought I was leading y'all somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Adult ninja, adult gangster horses. Thug horses. My imagination just be going places, you know
man,
what I'm saying?
Talking about imagination, we also been working on a voting registration campaign.
talk about
imagine.
Talk about imagination. Use your imagination to vote.
Definitely, for real. Like, we was talking about this on the right over here, and it's something that, you know, we grow up hearing about and stuff, you know, when it comes to voting and registering to vote and whether a person's vote counts or does not count.
It don't count.
I don't know that.
I don't know that. I don't know that either. I was talking about earlier,
like some people, you know, a lot of people believe that it doesn't matter, like everything's rigged or whatever. And right. There's different levels of laws that are happening, right? Like we have the local voting, we have the state, then we have the national.
Right.
Right. So it's like, and then. There's a demographic of people that cannot even vote. Mm-hmm. You know, their vote does not even exist.
Right.
So my thing is like, if you have a chance to even try to say right. like I did something, I at least tried, like why not?
You're right. You know? I think it counts when it comes to voting locally. Mm-hmm. You know. I mean, for me to even try, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that, oh, I'm not 100% positive that it counts. I'm saying to even try, to be motivated, because, you know, it all starts here. You know, it starts home first. So I definitely feel that, mm-hmm. you know, if I was to vote, I'm not saying I'm not going to vote, but, you know, I feel more comfortable voting locally. Why are you whispering?
Because.
Better vote.
Better vote,
nigga.
Slit
your throat.
No. I honestly, like, you know, I grew up like as an immigrant, you know, like where I didn't have a vote at all.
Yeah.
Like it didn't exist. So many things happen around me, and it's like I don't have a say at all in any way, shape, or form. And it's just like, If I did, I would try. I would try, you know?
You got to make a difference, man. That's the thing. So it's like, I feel you. Because, you know, the type of person you are and the type of person that in how we're moving,
mm-hmm.
you know, we want to make a difference. We definitely want to make a difference. So, like, you're right. We definitely got to try.
And it's like a lot of things that you know, I've been seeing as I step in certain spaces, in different spaces. It's like, there's so much that happens behind the scenes and in spaces where decisions have to be made. And it's like so many different voices that want to be heard. And so many different voices that can't be heard that are wanting to speak out, especially at a time like this. You know, we've had protests all year. We had rallies all year.
It ain't
over.
We
have, you know, we have all these things happening, and it's continuing to happen and everything.
Right.
But we have to keep that energy in the voting booth.
People don't forget. That's what they said on the movie Superbad.
Mm-hmm.
That always stuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you see how like we have things that happen as far as
police. Somebody want to get on.
As far as police brutality. They can't come on right now.
They can come on live.
Cause
they can come on in live,
we got to set that up with burns and all that.
We're going to close that area.
Be a distraction. Or what because we probably won't be able to hear on the mic. People won't be able to hear them through the mics and all that. They're going to have to do it on Zoom or something. You know what I'm saying?
Because
they come on live right here on your phone. How are the people going to hear them on the mic?
I don't know.
I don't think, man. I mean, you could try if you really want to. I mean, I'm just saying. I just don't know. You know what I'm saying?
But you could DM a phone number.
Yeah.
DM a
like
phone
that.
Number and then we'll hit you up.
We got you. Next, you know what I'm saying? We figured it out right today. We can figure it out.
That's our first live
request.
Request.
Yeah.
Hey.
Moving on up. They fucks with us, like the Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons.
Is it the Jeffersons?
The Jetsons?
No, the Jeffersons. But we're moving on up like the Jetsons, too. So as far as the future, technology. Bruh, the aliens is coming. Bro. They probably already been here, but they're not showing their face or nothing. They're not being visible. But that time is coming. 2020, I mean, everything will be revealed. The time is coming, you know. I'm trying to tell you, man, we're not in control. But I feel that we're gradually getting to a point where for the people who are in control, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, they ready for this. Now they ready for that.
Did you see that? They got robots flipping burgers.
That's what I'm saying. Robots, androids, you know what I'm saying? They're showing us androids and robots that actually can think for themselves, like are thinking, you know, and thinking in a way where it's leading to them having their own fucking personality and shit like that.
We was just talking about this idea about a robot loving, right?
Yeah.
And like the way that a robot could probably love better than a human, because it would love unconditionally without like race or judgment or anything. And it's crazy to think about it.
Hey, I be watching hella movies. I be watching movies. Everybody that know me knows I watch hella movies. And I think both of these movies are on Netflix. And so I think y'all should check them out. Y'all got Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, for real? Okay, y'all got money. So, Her. Y'all seen Her? See a movie called Her?
Uh-uh.
Watch Her. It's about this dude who falls in love with artificial intelligence. Like, a lady, though. And how you just described it, that's exactly what happened in the movie.
Yeah?
Yep. So, watch Her. Watch Her and watch Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind. Both of those movies are on Netflix. Some dope movies.
I'm going to check them out. I'll check them out.
Pretty dope movies.
It's crazy because it's like, it like goes into the idea of the Matrix.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know how like in the movie The Matrix, everything's ran by a machine and a robot.
Right.
And it's like, maybe the robots was right.
We said what?
The robots was right.
They was right?
If you're going into the theory of that, that's how a robot's feelings would be.
Uh-huh.
Then if we're living in a world designed in a matrix by a robot.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Because that's why, when I say things as far as the proof is right in our face, but we don't want to recognize it because.
And does that fall into the idea of God? In a sense, if the robot is the creator.
Well, get back, as far as, the robots and artificial intelligence, we are creating, we are doing this. We are creating artificial intelligence by simply just getting on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of like, hypothetically speaking, let's say that artificial intelligence is going to become a real thing. In the sense of we're gonna have like Android people walk these robots walking around just like civilians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that can actually become reality if you focus on what we are doing with technology today. You go on Facebook. Well, you go on Facebook. What does it say? How do you feel?
You
tell them how you feel. So you're telling artificial intelligence how to feel.
I think that with all the intelligence and the technology that we have, especially the way that is exponentially growing right now, it's like if we have the technology for a robot to create a robot to flip a burger and take care of a certain space, there's robots taking care of, taking over jobs all over the place, right?
Right.
We have the resources for every human on this earth to be taken care of when we take away the financial economy side of everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if, like, all this technology coming in, if we allow it to bring back our humanity into being able to share resources with one another without greed? Maybe we could live. Sorry, it's my Mexican ass accent.
Yeah, I ain't told you that. Yeah. I said it plenty of times here.
Maybe we could live, you know, as people in the way that, you know, like we could connect with Mother Nature. We could be humans without having to worry about survival.
I don't know, G. Because what's out there is one thing you mentioned, greed.
Mm-hmm. I think that's like our biggest downfall.
Right. You got greed. You got greed and you got population as far as
attention seeking,
people looking at it as a pollution. People looking at population as pollution. You got that? You gotta understand, like, there are you gotta look at everything, right, that's around us.
Uh-huh.
There are great minds that created all this. So you have these great minds. So you have great minds who are in actual power. You have great minds who have a lot of money. You have great minds who are sitting all day trying to figure stuff out. So that just lets you know that they know. What do you?
And they feel like we're a pollution.
Yeah,
like we're a virus.
Yeah, so
essentially,
they know this. So they know this. So what are they doing? They're trying to figure out ways. So like you said, save the earth, but at the same time get rich. Because the thing is, like, a lot of people, well, I feel a lot of people don't want to die, you know? Or they don't want, and they have families and stuff like that. So they want their families, and they want their legacy to continue. Mm-hmm. So they're figuring this out, but they might not be figuring it out in the way that you want them to.
Yeah. And I hear that, and I feel that, and, like, and that goes back into, like, you know, us as humans being a certain kind of virus, because it's like we live for that legacy. We live to continue on, and it's like, why are we so concerned with what's going to be here when we're gone? You know, essentially, it's rather than taking care of the here and now, because it's what is right. Because it's what our people need. Because I need to take care of this, even though nobody will ever hear about it. You know, it's like when you go out in the street and you hand somebody, like, that's in need, a $20 bill, and you post it on Instagram. Like, right. Why does it need to be seen on Instagram? Why does it need to be seen by anybody? Why can't we just do things? Because it innately comes from within. And without validation the outside.
You got to think of all the things that consist with human behavior. People, you get $20. People, they get a new shirt or new clothes. Mm-hmm. And they want to post it. Why do you think they want to post it? Because attention. Why do you think they want attention? Because they're lonely. Why they don't have love? They do these type of things because it's a certain type of greed as well. Like, what if they just got a lot of money, and now they're showing it off? What if they got all these shiny things? Now they're showing it off because before they didn't have none of these things there, and they weren't getting love. They weren't getting that attention. Now they have this thing, and they're getting the love and attention, and now they're doing it more. Why? Because they don't want to lose it. And if they don't want to lose it, guess what it becomes? It becomes toxic.
That's what we're living in a ego-driven, toxic society.
Right.
And it's greed. And honestly, it's like greed and ego are the biggest thing. So when we come to the realization that...
You said greed and Igor?
Ego.
Oh.
Ego.
I'm just playing. I know what you said.
Greed and ego. When you realize that greed and ego are the biggest enemies, and realize that doesn't come from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from within. And it comes from the choice of when we decide to let our mind go through with a certain thought.
Right.
And when we decide to let the outside dictate what it is that we want from within. And everything that we think of and all the things that the actions that we take, we have to be responsible for those innately. You know, like, it's really hard to look within and hold yourself accountable, especially in a world where there's so much going on all day, every day. All day, every day, all day, every day. There's something.
Like,
you know?
They do the same thing at All In Radio.
Bro, it's like,
always something going down at All In Radio. All day, every day. All In Radio. Don't forget that.
I kind of, like, stopped scrolling down the internet and reading so much of the news and everything, because it becomes too overwhelming to see how really fucked up everything is. I just heard a story about how this kid on Zoom was in class, right? A school classroom Zoom setting. His dad came in his house and killed his mom on Zoom.
What
the fuck? The rest of the class saw.
His teacher saw.
Yeah.
That real? Shit.
Like, that's how fucked up the world is right now. You could drive yourself insane going in circles about how to fucking do something. There were 4 homicides in the course of 7 hours last week in East Oakland alone. It's like every single day that I wake up, I've seen somebody that I know that's connected through a friend or family or something that's dead.
Right.
It's a fucked up world that we live in. And we can keep going around in circles and blaming the system and blaming this and blaming that and all that. But innately, we have to be accountable for the choices that we make and that the things that we allow to come in and rot in our court to the point where we're in the society, in the place, in a city that allows these homicides to happen in 7 hours.
Especially if you care, because this is where it all starts. It all starts home. Because you said that, you know, and I instantly thought about like different parts of the world where people are dying right to this very second. Kids are, because they don't have no policing there. There's really no government, and you know, like how you would say there are 4 people that just died in Oakland. You know what I'm saying? That's home, and
that was in
our area. And it's like, okay, if we focus on that together, you know, then we can, you know, we can do our best, you know, as a community to prevent that. Then eventually, you know, gain more power or whatever. We can tackle issues in other different states. And then after that, tackle issues in different countries. But yeah, we got to start here first.
And that's exactly the thing. It's like, not even like, and like everybody doesn't have to be out in the streets and doing everything, you know. But it's like, if you take care of your home and decide, hey, maybe I shouldn't be yelling at my kids so much. Right. Maybe I shouldn't be laughing at things that are toxic when it comes to my children, even. You know, maybe I can go outside of my house and sweep up my block real quick. Yeah. You know, maybe I could, like, say hi to my neighbor for the first time and smile at somebody for once.
Because I remember when we were out there on 9-8 and we were cleaning up. Remember, we cleaned up that one area where it was just hella trash. We cleaned it up, right? We cleaned it
the
up.
The cave?
Yeah, the cave. I called it the dungeon.
The dungeon.
I was like, I don't know you won't go in. Oh, man, it was horrible.
That shit was horrible.
It was horrible. But we went over and we cleaned all that up. And, the hustlers was out there, too. You know, they getting money. They was getting their money or whatever. And they were seeing it. You know, we was out there with the hustlers, out there with the, you know what I'm saying, with the fiends, everybody. But, you know, but it was all good energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen this dude, you know, he dropped something, you know, and one of the hustlers was like, man, pick that shit up. You feel me?
Yeah, so it's like, because they see us cleaning, you know? And it's like, the more that we do something like that, and we were like, I just heard this comment the other day. I was talking to somebody about recycling, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, I go through too much to think about recycling. I'm worried about surviving, right? That mm-hmm. I don't even think about that. And that's a reality for a lot of people.
Right.
That's a reality for a lot of people. But it takes them realizing, hey, somebody cares. Somebody's here doing something. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, for real. Like, you know, people coming out, like, and showing love. And that goes a long way, especially in a time like now.
It actually works.
Where it's like we're in the middle of the pandemic, right? It's like, how does it feel for people that have really no reason to be out here but because they care? Because we do shit volunteer-wise, you know? We don't get paid to be out there like that. And it's because it's for the love of the people.
Yeah, because I remember, you know? I remember somebody said something, like, and it's just quick, like, they say, I mean, you know, the reason why we're doing this because, like, we fed up. Because, like, remember I told you earlier, I was like, people don't forget. It's like, every year I'm saying this, I think I forget. Like, oh, I'm going to go back to my normal life. La, 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 just doing whatever. Nah, man, like, I'm, you know, it's like we're fed up now. It's like when you get fed up, then that's when you're gonna take action.
Right.
You know, like I said, it's not over because I'm not gonna wake up tomorrow like I forgot. Or I'm not gonna wake or like, you know, like the man in black, you know, the man in black little thing, make you erase your memory. Nah, that's not gonna happen with me. You know, or with us as a group, where it's like, now each and every day we gotta do something.
And that, and it's, man, shout out to the Rotorack team. Shout out to the squad, for real, man. Humble Ass, the Humble Ass squad, Freedom Island Radio, everybody.
We got Jay over there. We got Jay over there. Shout out Brisbane.
Shout out everybody that be out here, really, like, you feel me, with the movement, for real. Like, we really be out here, man. Look at that. That's Salad right there.
Yeah, Salad Lady. Yeah, see Salad Lady right there. Come on, bro. I always gave out 1,000 shouts out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was Nathan.
For real.
Like,
it was Nathan. Man, it's really dope, and it's encouraging.
Dope era shit. Fuck
it's dope. Dope era. Nah, like, it's so empowering, you know, to think of how much it really does matter to do something. You feel me? Like, when I started Listside, I was just me. Like, I was just this little girl going up to the open mics, like, hey, you guys, I want to do shows. You feel me? I want to help people out. And, like, I had no idea what I was doing, and I had no idea that I was going to grow to what it is today. And it's amazing because it's like, all I did was just not give up. Like, I just, like, I want to help people, and I want to do it, and I want to do it, and I want to help, and I want to find a way. Even when I had absolutely nothing,
right?
You know, I just didn't give up. And now it's so beautiful to see how much it's grown and how much of an impact it's making in Oakland, for real. You know, and it's beautiful.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Man, we got some music or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are we going? Hey, yeah. You know, oh, we ain't done with the shout outs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we ain't done with the shout outs.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Hey, somebody DM me. You got that Burns? I sent you? All right, real quick. Somebody had DM me. I think her name is Queen China.
Queen China.
Yeah. She's like, can you play my shit on the pod, I was like, I got you. You know what
this
I'm saying?
Her right here?
I think so. I was like, I don't trip. You feel me? Okay. She said, let them know I'm from the 60s. You know what I'm saying? East Oakland, the town, rolling 60s. Get it?
AllInRadio.com.
Bitch, I'm from the 60s. Bitches in my habitat, saying I'm some water, but the maggots been some fucking rats. Baby, got some thinking fast, baby, class, I'm taking that. Listen to a boss, pick her up, then I break her back. I'm from the 6-0, make a nigga wanna pee like Cisco. He gon' Chuck E. Cheese, running in with the big folks. He complete the fifth ticket, all boy, deal close. Mackin' in my blood, running like a Russian river. Knockin' niggas, fuckin' cousin, ran it all like a sister. Nasty, you don't really wanna fuck with me. I'm a first class to pay to keep up with me. Satan is nothing, Gucci, your body's all luxury. Pink little pussy, stay clean, but I charge a fee. Mackin', all love when it come to me. Bitch, I put spooky so them niggas ain't gon' fuck with me. DMO, bitch, you know I had to slide through. I been known for knocking bitches at the drive-through. I knock your bad little bitch, she was fly too. I'm from the hood, baby, said she tryna slide through. I'm just a saucy young nigga from the BT. But you might catch me in the east like I'm T-Sneak. This is slap, tell him put that shit on repeat. We from the trenches where them niggas keep a big lick. Bad bitch that she wanna suck my pants off. I need a bad little bitch that's a handoff. I broke a bitch 14 then she ran off. I know a bitch that probably get out your grandpa. Slide through and I might show you how we fuck with it. If my wood ain't got no cookie, it got rusted. It get ugly with my shooters and them cuts, nigga. Top shelf, I ain't smoking purple punch, nigga.
Okay. Okay, Queen China. Okay, hey man, I ain't even heard it. She sent it. You feel me? I was like, come on, that's what we do. I'ma run that through. That was lit, Queen. I'm saying.
Queen China. What was the song name?
Killzone.
Killzone. That was Killzone by Queen China.
Yeah, you did your thing. She listening too. I mean, I'm pretty sure she's listening because she asked me what time was going on. That was lit,
shout
though.
Okay, from the 6. You know what I'm saying? Hey, okay, man,
you know, I heard. I mean, I've been hearing, you know, through the grapevines in the music industry that the women are really doing their thing in the rap industry right now. You feel me?
Yeah, we going crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You doing it? You doing your thing too?
Yeah, I do my thing too. Oh yeah, and there. You heard a couple times.
But you know they, you heard
man.
You heard that one song they dropped.
What's
Cardi B and
WAP.
Made it sound like, yeah,
WAP. Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. I heard WAP going wild.
It's going crazy.
Yep.
It's going crazy.
What does WAP stand? What does WAP mean? What is it?
Wet ass pussy? I don't know, man. More power. More power to him.
How do you feel?
I have a very unpopular opinion when it comes to music.
Cause for the past few weeks, bruh, like we've been talking about canceling our legends.
Oh, you would've gone there?
No, you were talking about canceling everybody, but
look, I don't cancel nobody. I got my personal feelings when it comes to certain things. You feel me? Like as a woman and as a mom of a little girl. But I went to this thing the other day, and I'm not gonna put nobody or nothing out there because you feel me. But there's these little girls, like 5-6 year olds, telling me to play Bust Down Tatiana. It's a Cardi B, it's a Megan Thee Stallion. I'm like, let me play some JoJo Siwa. You know, and it's like, my parents thought that it was funny. And it's like, I'm like, y'all, it's not going to be funny when they busting it down at a certain age. You know, yeah, it's just you know, and there's this idea that, you know, we as women, we're taking back our sexuality and we're taking back our power and everything. And that's dope. That's tight. And, you know, like, but again, I feel like it's kind of, we already live in an over-sexualized society. We already live in a society that, like, makes us think in a sexual way in a lot of different things, and the more that we feed into that, it grows the sexualized society, right. And we have to realize, like, men have a nature, you feel me, right. Like, and there's like when and if we're you feel me, like half naked or mostly naked with videos and all this stuff, like if a man looks at it, he gonna feel some type of way because that's nature,
right?
You know, and it's like We expect men to have this self-control and this, like, you got to fight your urges and all that stuff. But, like, there's also, like, a super teasing society.
I mean, it's like you said, it's all about control. It's all about programming because we've been programmed, you know, like, our whole civilization, like, we've been programmed for so many years to where it's, like, and then it's like
it's normalized.
Yeah, it's normalized.
It's like, normalized. Like I said, I have a very unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
You know, it's like very unpopular because, you know, and I talk about this with other women too, and it's like, you know, it's like a whole opposite kind of way of thinking.
Right. It's all mental.
And I respect it. It's all mental, you know. But at the end of the day, that's my opinion,
right,
when it comes to it. And like as a mom of a little girl, like I don't want my daughter,
right,
to turn on or go on YouTube one day, cause she'd be going on YouTube, yeah, you know, and like the first thing she sees is WAP. Well, and then it's like this is what my daughter is gonna look up to, and right, we have to realize that everything is through computers. Everything is technology now. Excuse me. Even school, right? So a kid could be doing their school stuff and they go on YouTube to look up something,
right,
or whatever, and that's the first thing that pops up because it's what's trending.
Well, I think, you know, I think it's all about understanding, you know, it's about understanding and explaining, because
that's the thing though, kids don't learn with understanding and explaining, they learn by example,
exactly,
what they see and what they feel and what they hear. Our kids right now are being programmed to listen to this music. Our kids right now are being programmed to think that this is normal,
right?
Our kids right now are being programmed to be desensitized to certain things, and at the same time, like, there's a whole other spectrum of urges that our kids are gonna have while as they're growing up, you know, and there's certain ways, like the music that's out there is like you said, over sexualized in a big pimping culture.
Right.
And women also how do you say, personify that in a sense. You know, it's like a lot of it is like, you know, I'm a da 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 take his money, da 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 leave him broke. You know, it's like it's the same kind of culture. So it's like, are we really empowering each other as women? And I like, you feel me? It's just that's
right, yeah,
my unpopular opinion.
Because it has to do with what, you know, what is being said.
Mm-hmm.
Then it has to do with, you know, the opposite sex, like men, like, you know, a lot of as far as hip hop and like a lot of rappers, they, you know, they be bashing women.
Mm-hmm.
Been bashing women for years. So now it's like the women are coming back and they're getting more raunchy, way more, you know, because they like, oh, for so many years. So it's like a fight back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then you think I understand, like, when it comes down to sex and money, you know, like you know how men,
and it feeds back into greed.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
you know, obviously a woman that's like, you feel me, more having, if I drop a video and I'm over here shaking my ass and I'm doing what I do or whatever, it's gonna be have people more inclined to look at it and to want to buy it or give into it, because we live in an over sexualized society. It's what we've been programmed to like.
But then this is nothing. People think this is a country. It's not a country, it's a business, and sex sells.
Yep.
So
pimping culture.
Yep. That's where it becomes.
It becomes
cool. Kind of difficult.
Like, I'm not trying to put down nobody's confidence
or nobody's
like to be out there and doing what they do,
right.
You feel me? But it is like, you know, like, I think about the kids a lot.
Yeah, so,
the way
so that's where that's where it matters,
you
because
me?
That's where it matters, because it's about, cause you said like set an example and who the children look up to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're there, like, you know what I'm saying? Me, for example, like, when it comes down to the relationship between me and my son, I'm always there. You know, even when I'm not there, I'm
mm-hmm.
calling, what's up, bro? I'm calling FaceTime. Let me see your face, bro, so you
yes.
can see me. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I'm supposed to, I know if I want my son to make certain decisions in life, you know, he has to have an example and get,
mm-hmm.
and I want to be that example. I want to be that example. Just like your daughter, you know, has you, for example, her
mm-hmm.
mother. So if you sit down, you explain, she see this and she asks questions, you sit down and explain
and
this to her,
the thing,
she don't
like,
know.
And it's like, and she has that, your
yeah.
son has that, you know, but the way I think about, like, the bigger pool.
Well, that's where the examples come
like,
from. That's why we on this radio show.
And that's why we're talking
what we're talking.
So, like, I was in a, because my daughter started school this week, right? And
yeah.
everything's on Zoom and
school
online.
School starting,
right?
Man.
Yeah, and everything's online.
Backpacks?
Right?
No backpacks?
No backpacks.
No pencils?
They don't need nothing.
Just snacks?
But, look, what they do need is somebody to be there making sure that they're learning, right?
Yeah.
A lot of parents, and this came up in one of the meetings that we had with the rest of the parents. And somebody was like, how am I going to make sure that my kid is here listening? Like, that he's not turning off his camera and muting his microphone and walking away from the computer if I'm going to be at work? If he's going to be with a babysitter that might or might not care about his learning? What if
There's
he needs
way.
A little bit of attention? You know, how are we going to make sure that happens?
We're going to have to figure this
you
shit
know?
Out.
You know, and it's like, that kid, and that's the reality.
That
of,
kid's gonna be watching
that,
the WAP.
And that's the exactly
turn,
that's what I'm saying.
That
and
kid.
That's the reality of like 80% of our kids here, at least in Oakland, you
yeah.
know, and it's a scary, scary reality.
See.
So it's like, if we can stop looking past ourselves and past our egos and look at the bigger picture and how much we influence so much the next generation. You know, like that'll be where we be able to make a difference, because
you smoking now. I'm saying, go ahead. Keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt.
But yeah, it's like, because if we keep doing things for, oh, what's going to make money, what's going to give me likes, what's going to give me views, or whatever, if we keep doing that, that's only to feed our ego.
Yeah, all right.
That's only feeding our ego.
Hey, she cooking
and
now.
Greed. So
she
it's
cooking
like,
now, y'all.
Like, what is it that you want to feed? Do you want to feed your ego, or do you want to feed the future?
You feel me? Shit.
Think about it, man.
Shit.
Think about it, because it's like, I don't know. There's. It's just like we living in a time where we can't just care about ourselves.
Y'all hear her,
bro?
Y'all
like,
hear
we just
her?
Can't. We just can't.
That's what y'all doing, bro? Y'all getting knowledge right now. You ain't even school ain't even started. You probably out of school. You probably already graduated. You getting knowledge right now. This ain't even on Zoom. You listening?
Real you deal, spiel.
Take note. Spill over.
Man, but I'm going to give y'all a little. Did I play this song?
You played this before.
I did play this before.
But you re-released it.
At one point, when I first recorded it, but I released it on SoundCloud. So now y'all could go listen to this song. It's called In My Head on SoundCloud. It's a song that I wrote when I was really going through it. I wasn't able to have my daughter because of the pandemic, you know, and like, I woke up one day, like, feeling how I had been feeling for the last week or whatever. And, like, I don't want to wake up. I don't want to feel like, I don't want to go on no more because I feel so overwhelmed. Like, but yeah. Then I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I got to get up. I got to write. I got to let the shit out. And I got to keep on moving. Because life is going to keep going and coming.
And you got
so
a child.
Then I got this song.
Yep.
In my
That's
head.
What it is. Hey. Are we gonna come back or are we gone?
We'll come back.
Okay, we'll come back.
You don't understand what it's like up in my brain. What it's like up in my brain. What it's like up in my brain. I done know these tears, I done know this pain. What it's like up in my brain. What it's like up in my brain. I done know these tears, I done know this pain. What it's like up in my brain. What it's like up in my brain. Suicidal tendencies.
Posted something a while back. It was like 2 years ago. and I don't know what I post. And this dude left a comment. He was like, bruh, I wonder what it's like. He said, I want to go inside your head. I wonder what it's like in there. I was like,
no, you don't.
I got scared for him. I said, no, bruh, you don't want to go in there.
No. Hell no. No, bruh. It's crazy. I said, you tripping. We all have, you know,
you
our
don't
little
want to go
world
in there, bruh.
We all have our little world up in our head, you know, but it's like, for me, like, that's my outlet, you know, like, music and writing it becomes my outlet. And that's one way, like, that I be checking my ego when it comes to certain stuff because I have to keep reminding myself why I started doing music, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, I have people telling me, oh, you need to do a hyphy song or you need to do this or that. And it's like, nah, like, the reason I do music is because music saved my life so many times and so many songs that I found, like this song, where it's like so deep and really expressing that deep-ass feeling of, like, I don't understand shit. I wouldn't be here. And it just made me feel connected. So when I dropped this song, it's like, you know what? This is intended for whoever finds it and hears it and needs it at that moment. It's not about how many plays I get or how popular it is or whatever. It's more about what it is that people need at that moment. 100. And why we put it out there.
Real shit.
But you
real
feel
shit.
Me? Stay humble.
Stay humble, y'all. Hey, don't forget to breathe. You know, go within yourself. You know, if you can't go outside, go inside. Always check on your mental health. And like Snowy just said, you know, when she going through things or whatever, she use music as her outlet. Always find some type of outlet, something you can run to. Always, you got to have something you can run to, you know, when you feel like giving up, you know.
Yee.
A lot of things going up out here, man, you know.
Shout out All In Radio. Shout out Birds. Shout out everybody out there that's listening. Stay humble. Stay cool. Stay dope.
Stay smooth.
That's the Humble Ass Podcast.
And we out this motherfucker.
AllInRadio.com. Wow. Yeah. Be careful out here, moving on assumptions. I move with the AC on, pardon the interruption. I move with the 9 on me, call it Lady Luck. Fuck a bodyguard, nigga, shit, I'm gon' bust. Bumpy Johnson in my city, get your throat cut. Shout out to Harlem, I fuck with you, smoke is a duh. I'm second row at Hamilton, they panicking. Wondering how I got these good seats, clock management. Don't ever go to the police, I'll handle it. Drop the hammer when they go Andrew Cunanan, wow. Kids treat me like I'm Santa. We never eating soup cans again. Word to my fatigue bandana, the bike cop scanners, side chick slander, the miso salmon, the funds don't matter. I'm in the studio all the time, holla at me. I'm just a West Coast nigga with a jiggy flow. With one video, I bring back Arsenio. The reason niggas got deals the last 12 years. Sound anything like Dominic, sign right here. It's nothing realer. The cars, clothes, money, hoes. Yeah, it's nothing realer.
I find the most light when I sit in the dark. How can you lose when you come from the heart? Truthfully, shit be ending how I start. That shit is sad, but that shit a bar. Pull up the bins, put it in park. Growing a fin, I've been swimming with sharks. Deep in the water, the pressure get harsh. Spidey, my guy, if you missing the mark. I'm like B.I.G. stuffing a Philly cigar. Notorious, you know my staff. Airdrop me the contact. I'ma keep it on fire. Playing Tupac Smash. Top down, downtown. I see the past, present, and future when I see the face of my child. Note that, all caps, road to success. Got no roadmap, fitted on, backwards. It's still, no cap, summertime, sun out. Black man, gun down, vote change, no change. It's nothing realer, 8 a.m. cutting on the TV. Pop the Bobby up like a CC. Watching cartoons with little C3. Seemed like he was just 3 weeks. Time flying, flights ain't cheap. I was already on beach, dog. And my little dog got an E-dog. It's nothing realer, what's realer than that? For real, dog. It's nothing really.
The cars, clothes, money, hoes. Yeah. It's nothing really. It's nothing really.